Good morning and welcome to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And this is Pastor Benjamin Davis.
We are going to continue talking about vision this week.
Promised land. How to enter into your promised land vision. That'd be the positive way of talking about it. The other way, the negative or the warning way would be...
Get your butt out of the desert.
Get your butt... That's the negative way.
That's the negative.
Okay. Get your butt out of the desert.
You got to have a little bit of... umph behind it when you say, get your butt out of the desert.
and that's, some wandered in the desert. That's from Psalm 104. I use that in my message. Where can somebody find the message if they want to watch our Sunday message?
Yeah, you can find us on YouTube and watch the whole service, including the worship. And we even had some baptisms this past weekend.
We did. So, what do they do? Search for Abundant Life?
Abundant Life Church Springfield.
Springfield. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you can subscribe.
Up. That's
and
right.
And it'll always be there, right?
That's right. And yeah. This past week's was called Worship and Failure. As part of the last sermon in our Worship Band series. And you also can find us on SoundCloud under the ALC Sermon of the Week.
Okay. So we're talking about then how to get out of the desert and go into your promised land. And yesterday was on, you got to see the vision. And then today is speak the vision. And we're going to pull from Abraham again. Now, here's a question. Is there a vision that either you've had in the past or you got currently that God required you to speak it before it came to pass?
Yes.
Give me an example.
Well, similar to Abraham, we had to wait for a child. Mm-hmm. And so we had to do a lot of speaking to make sure that we didn't lose sight of what God had told us would happen.
Yeah. What we speak is stronger even than what we see. Mm-hmm. And so God gets us speaking. A lot of our Christian lives will be directed by our mouth. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's just no room for a person who wants to grow in their relationship with the Lord that doesn't learn to control their words. Mm-hmm. I think I actually said Sunday that complaining is devil worship.
You did. I can confirm it.
And the reason...
If you have an issue, his cell phone number is... And there's a better joke with that, but I'll get in trouble for saying it here, so...
The reason it is that it's causing you to speak words against the Lord, mm-hmm. and that's why I joked it's devil worship. Mm-hmm. So God's going to get you speaking your vision to bring it to pass, mm-hmm. right? So let's read the scripture in Genesis 17. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I'm God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless, that I may make my covenant between me and you and may multiply you greatly. I always get a kick out of how the Lord said, walk before me and be blameless. And within a chapter, Abraham farmed his wife out again.
Yeah. For the second time. That's right.
For prostitution, it was.
I'm no licensed marriage counselor, but if you want to have a good marriage, I'm going to say don't do that, and that's good.
We don't recommend that.
Don't recommend that.
No, we don't recommend that.
I could be a licensed counselor.
You could be a licensed counselor.
There we go.
So he did it. After the Lord said, walk before me and be blameless.
Twice.
Grace. It's good. Grace is a good thing. You know, it is mercy, forgiveness, you know, repentance. So Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name will be Abraham, for I've made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make you into nations, and kings shall come from you. So notice what God is doing. Mm-hmm. God is saying, okay, Abram's 99. The promise came at 75 that you're going to have a child, and then from that child, I'm going to produce nations. That child's going to be a seed, and that seed's going to produce nations and ultimately Jesus and then all of 2 billion Christians all over the world today. Mm-hmm. And so so God's trying to establish it, but now he's been walking this for 24 years and no baby. Mm-hmm. And so God says, well, we need to seal the deal. Mm-hmm. And the way we're going to seal the deal is this. Let's get Abram speaking the vision. And So what he did was he said, well, the easiest way to do that is change his name. Mm-hmm. So Abram, I think, means like prince with God or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And then Abraham, you're just adding the Yahweh in there. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was a revealed name of God. You're adding Ha in there. And it changed his name to Father of Many. Mm. Now, how would you like to be Abram? And you're wandering in the land. You're in your land of Canaan, mm-hmm. and you're in a territory where you know some people, and you go up to them and say, "So I'm changing my name now." I've known Christians to do this, that change their name right for, mm-hmm. but in this name change is, my new name is Father of Many, and of course, the people that he introduces himself to is like. You don't have any children. Now, the Bible calls this mm-hmm. speaking those things that are not as mm-hmm. though they were. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so God had made him do it. And Sarah, mm-hmm. the same thing. God added a Yah into her mm-hmm. name, and she had to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so you got this 99-year-old couple having to walk around and basically saying, we're the parents of many. Every time they introduced himself. And so, and if, let's say that he was living with this one group of people and he changed their name, I mean, it's like they had to practice it. You know, if you've known, mm-hmm. have you known somebody that maybe you've known them for 15 years mm-hmm. and then they changed their name? It takes practice to say their new name right. Mm. I've had mm-hmm. that happen. So it's like, I've known you forever as yep. this name. And so it takes practice. And so now you got people around you practicing Father of Many, Mother of Many, Father of a Multitude.
God has a good sense of humor.
God, he does.
Yeah.
But what he was doing is that he was getting everyone to speak mm-hmm. the vision. Mm-hmm. And that is a key thing. When you speak the vision, you release heaven into your vision, uh-huh. into your promised land. And we want to speak heaven into our promised land. Now, we got, you and I tell you something that happened to me. We got COVID. Mm-hmm. And this was back in December. And it was rough, and those were on a podcast. But one of the things that was happening to me was I got COVID. Mm-hmm. And some of the phone calls I got, and this happened to me, I can't remember if it was two or three times. Right at that time, there was a 60 Minutes special mm-hmm. about how COVID damages you for life. Mm-hmm. We think, and we don't know all the science behind this, but it looks like, you might have COVID. It's going to ruin your life for the rest of your life. It's going to permanent damage. It's going to leave all kinds of deposits in your body, and it's going to destroy, you know. And so these well-meaning, loving people would say, oh, man, you got COVID? You know, I just watched 60 Minutes the other night, and man, they're saying it, probably it's going to lifetime damage to your body. And I'm like,
thank you.
You know, I don't need, this is not the vision. By the way, don't do that to people. So after a while, I started saying publicly, do not quote 60 Minutes to me. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, don't watch 60 Minutes. Mm-hmm. Turn it off. So you know what I started doing? Post-COVID, we got through COVID. I started speaking the vision mm-hmm. into my body. Mm-hmm. Well, what is the vision? Well, I had to get one. So I remembered when I had this disease called chikungunya from a mission trip, mm-hmm. and it was very similar to COVID, and it tried to leave permanent deposits in my body. Mm-hmm. And so I remember what God did there is he not only healed my body, but he replaced body parts. And mm-hmm. I could do things post-chikungunya that I couldn't do before. If you want to know what those things are, mm-hmm. pre-chikungunya, I could run 5 miles. In chikungunya, I couldn't hardly walk. Mm-hmm. Post-chikungunya, after my full healing came, I ran a half marathon mm-hmm. just to see what I could do now. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let's go for that again. Mm-hmm. I said, Lord, I don't just want healing. I want some new body parts. Mm. And I began to speak those into being. Mm-hmm. And I went from, I had all kinds of running injuries that kept me from running in 2020, to post-COVID, I'm back up to running 5 miles and enjoying it again. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you got to speak the vision in, and when you speak it, now, let's shake just a second. What are the differences between speaking the vision in faith and the derogatory thing of name it and claim it? Okay, let me just kind of, let's just take that challenge for just a minute. Go ahead and address that. This is my son-in-law, Pastor Jared.
That's right.
Just address that.
No, the tendency with the derogatory context of name it and claim it is, you know, Lord, I need $1.7 million. And I'm going to speak that I need $1.7 million so that I can accomplish this, 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 and this. Now, we've met people that God has given them faith for extreme amounts of money, mm-hmm. and he's followed through on it. So, you know, it's a silly example, but
I'm going to name a parking spot and claim it.
In the name of the Lord.
Which is good, except that the answer, the long-term answer might be that the Lord is saying to you, get up a little bit earlier and leave a little bit earlier.
And you'll get a better parking spot.
That could be the long-term discipleship issue. But in the short term, you might be able to name and claim a parking spot.
The name and claim it, if you're not careful, will remove your responsibility from the circumstance, is really the short of it. And from what I've experienced, and you know, we had to do some speaking for a long time, but you know, we couldn't remove our responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, if you do that, you end up just being this person who's constantly naming and trying to claim something, and you're not really accomplishing anything.
Yeah, and I think the other weakness I see that I think can become a strength is the name it and claim it in the derogatory form. We're not against Word of Faith. I'm actually have been healed through Word of Faith. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not that. Is that when I don't think it's healthy for me to deny the problem. Mm-hmm. So it's not denying the problem.
You have to acknowledge reality.
I need to acknowledge the problem. Mm-hmm. I have injuries in my body. I have COVID. Mm-hmm. COVID left some deposits in my body. See what I'm saying? But what I'm doing is I'm acknowledging that. Then I'm speaking into that. God, I speak health into my calves right now in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. I speak health into my lungs right now in Jesus' name. I believe you are not only healing my calf muscles, I believe you're actually replacing calf muscles right now. See what I'm saying? I'm naming it and claiming it, but I'm doing it with an acknowledgement of the problem. But I'm speaking those things that are not as though they were until they become. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? And I believe that's probably a healthier way of dealing with. And that's what God required Abraham to do. Mm-hmm. What's your name? Well, I'm father of many. How many children do you have? Well, none. See what I'm saying? He's speaking it before he has it.
Probably would have been pretty tempting to just call himself Abraham. All the time.
Oh, yeah. Less conflict, less embarrassment, less...
Hello, you know. My name is Abram.
He had to get the ha in there. Yahweh. My name is Abraham. I mean, you gotta get the God in there. Mm-hmm. You got to get God quotient as part of it.
Yeah.
So this truth of Scripture is so important. And my encouragement is ask God for what is it that you are supposed to be speaking before it comes to pass. And I can just guarantee you something right now. If you're speaking 60 minutes, you're not speaking what God is saying.
Yeah.
So just turn them off.
That's probably pretty accurate.
Yeah, I know that because I had 2 60 minutes prophecies over me, and I'm like, that's not God. So I eliminated that. So it's become a joke, the 60 minutes thing with me. But be careful about what others prophesy over you. What you want to do is say, God, what is the prophecy that you want me to speak? Mm-hmm. Start speaking it, and when you will, all of heaven will be released. I mean, you speak it, the Holy Spirit's released. You speak it, angels are released. You speak it, faith is released. You speak it, power is released. And what happens is that the heaven is released to actually change the molecular structure, the environmental structure, to where the event, the promise actually comes to pass. And I believe that's what happened with Abraham here. I believe they honestly had, they had to speak it for a year because he's 99 and had the baby at 100. So that means he spoke it for a year and it's releasing heaven, heaven into their body, right? And then at some point in there, God renewed an egg into Sarah's dead body. Dead, she wasn't dead physically, but her, you know, her what's it called? Her reproductive system would have been dead. God changed the molecular structure. An egg came forth. See what I'm saying? I mean, and boom. I mean, think of how much he had to regenerate in her body to have that baby.
It's true.
And it came because they spoke it, and then heaven was released and actually changed the molecular structure. And God will do this. He does it if it's finances, if it's marriage, if it's your health. Speak that faith and watch heaven move on your behalf.
Thank you for joining us today. ALC is moving forward, and we are having in-person services. Join us at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings for worship, teaching, and fellowship. Community has been our lifeline during the pandemic, and our house churches are continuing to meet. For more information about our services, live streams, and house churches, please visit our website at abundant.us.